A team is made up of one player. Would you believe that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. A team is made up of one player. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. A team is made up of one player. And that one player is the player that is you. That is me. The team is made up of one player because every action of the team, a team means a group working together, but the team is the one player. If each player, each one player, does not do his part in the teamwork, there is no activity of a team sport. There is no activity in a team activity. If a group of men are hauling a log out of the woods and they're pulling together on that log, each member of that team does significant work. And if any one of the members were to stop pulling on the log, the rest of them would have to pull all the harder. But before they would start pulling harder, they would feel the loss of that one member who was doing his part, who was being the one member of the team that made it easy for all the rest of the team to do their work. Now, a team is made up of one member. If each member of a team feels that their part is important, that their part is exceedingly important, they will do a beautiful job. However, if any member of the team feels that they are unimportant, that they are not a necessary part of the whole, then the whole begins to fall apart. A coach must be very careful in selecting a team. He must select a team of players who want to play the role that they are chosen to play on that team. And each is very important. Now, you might say our body is a team. And our body is a team. And our body is made up of our hands and our feet and our head and our toes. And all of the things that go into making up a body. Now, if any one of those parts were withdrawn, any one of those parts were not doing what their natural process is, that the whole would be missing, because each member of the body, each team member of the body, is one. It is the one. It is the one player that is necessary. Now, we live our life in this same pattern. We live our life sometimes denigrating the very thing that is very important. If our mind were not active, we would feel, wow, we're sure missing a lot. If our brain did not do its job, if our hands were not available to us to do the things, the billions of things that our hands do all the time, and the balance that our toes help to maintain in our body, the leg bones, the shin bones, the activity of the ligaments, the activity of the muscles, the activity of all the tubes going through our body, carrying the blood, carrying all of the substances that are necessary to keep our body in perfect format, all working together. But each one, each the one, a team is made up of one player. For as each player does its part in the team is a constructive, powerful, dynamic whole. The team becomes a unit. The team becomes something that is important. And as any member ceases to do its part, the team suffers a great loss, because it is no longer one. It is no longer the ideal. Think about this when you live your life and you're going from moment to moment, you're going from experience to experience, and you're thinking to yourself, I'm not happy. Knock it off. If you say, I'm not happy, your whole body is going to say, okay, there's nothing to be happy about. Let's all shut down. Let's all take a break. Let's all quit for the day. Let's stop. And that sometimes is called death. Now, is this what you want to do? Do you want to have any member of your team feel that it is not important? Any member? If you have any member of your body that feels unimportant, then the whole body feels unimportant. Now, just one telephone call can stop us from discussing. And apparently the telephone call wasn't answered, so it had to be called again to find its answer. But it was persistent, and we must be persistent. We must be persistent in realizing that a team is made up of one player. If we say to ourselves, I don't like me, if we say to ourselves, I'm unhappy, if we say to ourselves, I'm hungry, if we say to ourselves anything at all, we're going to take all of our energy and direct it to accomplishing whatever it is that we have spoken our word for. Whatever it is that we have spoken our word for, we're going to speak our word and activate it in that way. Our entire body is going to jointly say, okay, you don't feel good, so we don't feel good. So everything shuts down. Everything begins to say, okay, we don't feel good. The team had a bad day today. The team had a bad day today because one segment of that team was not doing its very important one-player part. It caused all the rest of the activities of the body, all the rest of the activities of the team, all the rest of the activities that it represented to not work properly. Can we afford to live our life in such a manner? Can we afford to give to one aspect of our being the total control to manipulate the rest of our being? Well, that's what each member of the team does. Each member of the team is so vitally important. Each member of the team is so extremely powerful in the team activity. It is the one. Because if that member of the team, if that member of the team is not recognizing that it is the one that operates the entire team, then it hasn't got the message. One member of a team can feel sorry for itself, and the whole rest of the team gets in that mode, that mood. It takes a strong team to overcome one member's unhappiness. It takes a very strong team to overcome one member's getting the flu or something and then passing it around to everybody else. One member of the team is extremely important, and we can remember that for ourselves as we think about how are we talking about ourselves? How are we talking about our world? How are we talking about who and what we are? Are we saying to ourselves, oh, I hurt my finger, oh, or do we say, my finger's holding for it, kiss it and say, all is in divine order, boom, immediately take charge and say, all is in divine order, all is working perfectly, all is wonderful. The moment our eyes feel a little tired, we say, oh, my eyes are so tired, I don't feel like reading anymore, I feel like going to sleep. Then the whole body responds to that activity that this one area of the body has called forth. It's so important for us to train ourselves, to direct ourselves, to realize that Every little word we speak, every little thought we think, every little activity that we have in our life, in our body, in our affairs, is something that is controlling, manipulating, and doctoring us. If we recognize a team is made up of one player, then we recognize how integral our entire body is. We recognize how integral our world is. When any part of the world is upset, the rest of the world feels that. There's a saying in science that the air current of one butterfly's wings affects the way the world goes around. It affects everything in the universe. It affects how the sunlight comes to the earth. It affects how the stars join each other. The movement of one little butterfly's wings, the air current of the one little tiny instance. This brings to our point that a team is made up of one player. If that one little butterfly flapping its wings in its normal manner is doing something that is affecting the entire universe, how much more does it affect the entire universe when we say, I like me, or I don't like me? I am happy, or I'm not happy. I am the power of the universe. I am the joy of the universe. I am the significance of the universe. I like me, I like me, I like me. How important is that? Oh my goodness, how important is that? Say that to yourself. Build that in your consciousness as I build it in mine. Build that in your consciousness to be a power for yourself, to conduct, to control, to direct, to illuminate, to inspire, to give meaning to everything you do in your life. Because you are the one. You are the only one. The finger is the only finger. The hand is the only hand. And each is a member of the team, yet each is equally powerful. The little flutter of a butterfly's wing, seemingly so insignificant and so powerless to do very much at all, other than cause the butterfly to fly, touches the significance of the universe, according to what scientists have to tell us. And they're doing research in many areas. They are figuring out many, many things. And as they come up with these little gems change our thinking about the significance of who we are on the team of life, who we are in our attitude toward each other, who we are as we go through our world and live as beautifully and significantly as we do. Do I really recognize how powerful I am in my universe? If a butterfly's fluttering wing can have effect upon the entire universe, imagine what my blundering along in life and saying things that are not true and saying things that are true, how it has an effect on my universe, let alone the rest of the world, but my universe. And I am the one. A team is made up of one player. Each player's significance is something that cannot be put a price on it, cannot be put a cause or tag on it, because it's the united activity that brings about results. And so I bless each member of my body. I bless each member, each team member of who I am. And as I do this, I say, I live in a wonderful world. I am a wonderful being. I am super in every way. I like me, I like me, I like me. I say this, I know this, I am this, and how wonderful this is. Because this is my reality. This is all that makes any difference in my life. A team is made up of one player. Every time you go about saying something, I like me, remember, that's the one player on the team that sets the cause for the whole activity. Every time you say, the world is beautiful, that's that one player, that one team player, that brings about happiness results in life in every way. Are you ready for that for yourself? Are you ready for that for your world? Are you ready for that without any hesitation? If you are, you can have it, because that's the truth about you. You are the one. I am the one. And my word is the one. My thought is the one. My action is the one. A team is made up of one player. And I am that player. Now and always. Join me in this awareness of this eternal truth. And put it to work for your benefit in your life today, as I do in mine. I love you. I love you. I love you.